Oh, hey. Funny, you stumbled upon this exhilarating podcast. We were just about to start. Welcome to Good Day with David Parker Ray.
Hope you're all feeling funky, fresh, and fine this evening. Better settle in. We have a spooky time ahead of us. Today, we will be discussing the notorious serial killer,
David
Parker Ray. If you are uncultured and aren't too familiar with the material we are about to dive into, then this is the podcast for you. We will be talking about the crimes in early life and legacy of Mr. Ray, a.k.a. the Toy Box Killer.
The Toy Box Killer.
So our story begins on November 6, 1939, in Bella, New Mexico, where Mr. Ray was born.
His family consisted of his mother, father, and sister, but at a young age, custody changed from living with both parents to just his abusive father and his grandfather. David and his sister grew up under his harshly strict grandfather's rules, and he was only ever visited by his father twice.
David was a peculiar child. He was shy around girls, especially, did not do well in school, and was very conservative. He enjoyed playing on his ranch and riding horses with his childhood friend, Audi, and loved being outdoors. David would collect stones, fossils, and take apart machines and put them back together. His sister said he was a loner, besides his one friend, and he oddly had a fascination with bondage.
He attended high school half at Mountain Air High School and the other half at Valley High School in Northwest Albuquerque. Once high school was over, Ray became a mechanic. He then found his real calling, which was go to the U.S. Army to develop more mechanical skills. After being in the Army for a few years, David decided to become a truck driver.
During this time, in 1959, he married a young woman with whom he had a child with, got divorced in 1961. But in 1962, he married another young woman, but got divorced within 3 months. In 1966, David married another woman named Glenda, who already had a child, but in 1967, they had another one together, but he later abandoned them. After dating and impregnating a girl, Ray dated named Sally for a year. He eventually went back to Glenda.
It is clear that David had an attraction to many different women. He had many girlfriends and wives that he impregnated. He was very quiet when it came to hobbies like enjoying binding things. His adolescent addiction to alcohol carried into his adulthood. Eventually, David decided to take his fantasies to the next level. David used $100,000 of his own money to build a sexual torture device called Toy Box to torture mostly white females or prostitutes. This was the peak of his crimes. It was from the device in which he got his nickname, the Toy Box Killer.
Spooky. His motivation was wanting sexual attention from mainly young girls. David would bring prostitutes from the street, knock them out cold, bring them back to his trailer park home. It was here that he used his toy box to torture women, but would also rape and kill them. Most of the crimes were on tape because it was considered a source of entertainment for himself to look back at the tapes.
How did the police find him, you ask? Well, one of his suspects, Cynthia Vigil, escaped from the toy box after being held captive for 3 days. She then escaped the home after brutally stabbing Hendy, the killer's wife. Cynthia then ran to a mobile home nearby and called the police. This left David being charged with 12 counts of kidnapping, sexual abuse, and conspiracy. In the end, there were 14 confirmed murdered women from the 1950s to 1999, but it could possibly go up to 60. He unfortunately never had to serve his sentence. Just as he was about to be transferred to prison, he suffered a heart attack and died.
Although David was never diagnosed by a real doctor, psychologists today who look back on his life and behavior say he had antisocial personality disorder, Anne had paraphilia, a condition characterized by abnormal sexual desires typically involving extreme or dangerous activities. This could be justified because most people with this disorder act out in harsh ways and show no remorse. They don't really seem to care about others' feelings. David Rhodes was most definitely having no remorse for his victims. However, if he was diagnosed properly before his crimes, it is possible that he could have been stopped.
Wow, I am spooked.
That's enough chills today.
I can't believe someone would act out in such a way.
I'll be sure to never go near a toy box again.
Thanks for tuning in on this wild ride.
Be sure to chickadee check out our other chill-sending podcasts for extra spooks.
And a chuckle or two.